And right now, we're going to go out to James Rojas. You can follow him at James R. James Rojas KABC, at James Rojas KABC, R-O-J-A-S. And we're going to talk about Measure M and where our money is going. James, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Drew. How you doing?
Good. I voted for Measure M begrudgingly. I was very sympathetic to people going, the money's already there. Why do we have to give them more money to fix our roads? I spent all day dodging potholes. I can't believe the axle is going to fall off the front of my car. It is a wreck out there right now. The freeways don't work. We need more mass transit. And you're going to tell me the money's not going to that?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of money that's being raised because of that countywide half cent sales tax. And again, with you mentioning that it's going to fix our streets, fix our potholes, but the LA City Council, they voted to allocate $27 million of the city's budget going to this project, Vision Zero, that intends to eliminate all fatal car accidents in the city by 2025, even though that sounds practically impossible.
It's impossible. It is impossible. What are you talking about? How do we even know we're going to be driving cars in 2025? Fix the roads now. I'm going to be riding in Elon Musk's tubes, for God's sakes.
A boring company.
Yeah. So go ahead. Tell me more.
Yeah, the money is being allocated for Measure M, and that is projected to raise around $860 million annually for the next 40 years. But the debate is coming from what that money was originally intended to be spent on. Like you mentioned, voters were promised that this was supposed to improve transportation, fix potholes, pave streets, but was not supposed to go towards safety improvements, which is pretty much the definition of Vision Zero. Now, in the mayor's $9 billion budget proposal, he requested $17 million to be directed to the project, and that created debate amongst city council members, some saying Vision Zero doesn't fit the standards to receive the Measure M money, while other council members argue that there could be an overlap with streets getting refigured while repairing those very same streets at the same time.
I don't know how. Of course there are going to be no fatal crashes on roads that are undrivable. We're not going to be driving. It's just, it's insane. I don't get it. So it feels like politics, like somebody's friend is, you know, funding or something or working on this, or I don't know. It does not feel right.
And yeah, whenever there are politics involved with our taxpayer money, we have watchdog groups out here speaking up. Jack Humphreyville with City Watch LA, he says, you know, it's really hard to argue against something that intends to save lives, but he gave it a shot. He says $27 million is like a drop in the bucket compared to the $860 million that Measure M will be bringing in. And so it doesn't sound too terrible, but his problem is that there isn't really a concrete plan on how the money will be used for Vision Zero.
Right. Not only that, what's next? Where's the next $20 million going? And the next $20 million, right?
Yeah, and so he believes this is just another way of getting more money or milking more money from taxpayers. This Measure M was supposed to be making the commute for drivers easier by fixing and expanding streets. However, Vision Zero is doing the exact opposite. I spoke with the Department of Transportation about the complaints from business owners in Sunland and Pacoima, saying their streets have become so much more congested, and nearby homeowners saying more people are driving down residential streets to avoid the traffic, which makes their neighborhood more dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. I'm guilty, and there's no other way to get around. But forget driving being safe. How about making driving possible in this town? It's just not even possible.
There's a theory out there that Mayor Garcetti is using this Vision Zero project to reduce street lanes and get people out of their cars to use more public transportation or to get on a bicycle, and then that'll help his promise in trying to combat climate change. And so there's a whole bunch of theories as to why the mayor is so
obsessed,
is really pushing for this. Yeah, a bit pushing for this project that, like you mentioned, seems impossible.
Oh, well, is there any, and there's nothing we can do, is there?
Yeah, there's not much we really can do. Honestly, it would be hard to hold the local governments accountable if someone was planning to file a lawsuit or anything, because since the city found vague enough wording to use the money, saying the money would overlap with road repair and safety improvements, it would be hard to appeal this.